This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A popular investment strategy is to buy a whole index, all of the stocks in the S&P 500, for instance. So it's seen as a badge of honor to be included in a respected index. That's part of the reason we assigned a spot here about a new S&P Dow Jones index, this one for real estate, the first new one since the dot-com boom, Gigi Duban reports.
Imagine the S&P is like that grandmother who pinches your cheeks and tells you how big you've gotten. Also, you're the homecoming queen. Everyone wants a piece of you. Grandma, or the S&P, talks your parents into giving you your very own room. Since 2001...
This is the first time we have added a new sector.
David Blitzer is chairman of the index committee at S&P Dow Jones Indices. He says S&P and indexing rival MSCI realized something. More and more people are investing in real estate investment trusts, so they split them off from the financial sector.
Because it's big enough and important enough, and enough people want to know about it.
Elliot Eisenberg is president of the economic consultancy Graphs and Laughs. He says real estate has been growing over the last few decades, but it really took off recently.
Last couple of years, as interest rates have really gone into the ground, there's been this searching for yield.
Real estate investment trusts have high yields because they pay investors 90% of their earnings in the form of dividends. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.